We're not going to talk about that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But apple pie is awesome, and my wife cooks a pretty damn good apple pie.
Right.
Best apple pie you ever had?
Best apple pie I've had. I would like to have her make a cobbler. I already told her I was going to bring the apples, bring everything, all the ingredients. Have her
Dan Jackson says don't hump the pie, remember? American.
One of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, well, the series. What was the worst one in the series?
Probably, I think two.
You think two is the worst?
Yeah.
I know Stifler changed. His character got a little bit more over the top.
Well, it was.
I thought it was over the top. When from the minute that he goes there with the bus and he gets out. Yeah. Speaking of that, didn't you just have something about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, I did. I've got it right here.
You do? Well, hang on a second.
All right, guys. Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Go-Go's, them beautiful ladies from the 80s.
The Go-Go's.
In Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on very first ballot. Well, congrats to them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Were elected Wednesday, which was yesterday, to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Their first time on the ballot, leading a class that also includes Tina Turner.
Oh, awesome.
Carole King and Todd Rundgren. I want to beat on the drum all day. Remember that song? And each will be honored during an induction ceremony in Cleveland on October 30th before what organizers hope is a full house of fans enjoying live music again. Oh, my.
Doesn't it feel good? I mean, here's the thing.
I can't wait for concerts.
They're talking about opening up all the schools, even though I'm just saying our school's been open up.
Yeah.
It's been open. They've been going. We've went to weddings. Right. We've went to other functions. We went to everywhere.
That's a movable object.
Right.
We're talking about.
Although, I am getting sick of the mask mandate in Springfield, Missouri. You bunch of jackasses.
You and me both.
Listen, there's nowhere else around here that you have to wear one.
That's right.
And they're just taking extra special precautions.
Yeah, extra special precautions that you breathe in those nice, safe masks.
Yeah, you know what I'm just saying. It's one of them things.
Yeah.
Okay. Like,
I think wearing the mask is more deadly. The way I keep hearing.
Well, it could be, and you know the like job fairs and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think that's an awkward thing to have to go to a job fair, sit down for an interview, and have a mask on? Is that something weird?
Unless your employee don't want to look at you.
Well, I mean. That could be, but what if you want to look at them?
I know, right?
Okay, I'll just give you an example, because I'm kind of old school this way.
Right.
I think that there are, like, some people look good with a face piercing, you know, maybe an eyebrow ring or something like that. But I'm telling you this, if I was hiring somebody to represent my company.
Right.
And they got a face mask on, and I can't see their face. And they show up, and they got a hog ring through the nose, or they got one of those, you know, those clear spacers in the side of their cheek where you can see their... I'm going to be pissed.
Well, yeah.
They might be really nice people, but that's not how I want my company represented. Yeah. Yeah, and it's my company, so I get to pick how it's represented.
You're trying to be professional.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you do in cases like that? Because you can't fire them for that after you hire them.
Once you hire them, you're stuck. Because if you let them go, then that's lawsuit.
Yeah. Hello, Danny. Danae.
Yes. Good to see you, Danae. Dan Jackson. Good to see you. The other Dan's in the house.
Danae has like three names.
Wow.
You know, if she wants the same, she can. But a lot of these people have like different names, you know.
I've got like four or five nicknames.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do too. I've been working really hard at trying to, you know, just be better.
Right.
Okay. And I've been taking personal lessons from Chuck Norris.
You have?
Yeah. I'm happy to say.
Don't want to kick you in the teeth, though.
Well, I can now kill two stones with one bird.
Really? I thought Chuck could only do that.
Well, you know, he's teaching me how to punch people in the soul. You know what I'm saying?
He's always had a touching thing about him, you know.
Well, next lesson is he's teaching me how to drown a fish.
Ooh.
Yeah. In case we go, you know, swimming in the ocean and there's great whites.
Yeah, he'll help you chop them up, too.
Yeah, well, you know, Chuck Norris is just pretty much awesome at everything.
Yeah.
you know, before the boogeyman goes to bed at night, he checks his closet for Chuck Norris.
Yeah, he does. He ends up kicking his arse.
Well, you know, it just, you know, it is what it is. I got to ask you something. We touched on this the other day, but I want to get to it in a big way, because I think that it kind of shows what's going on right now. This story, Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit fails drug test, trainer says. So they stripped it.
Right.
So Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has tested positive for a banned race day drug, its trainer announced. It. Now, what do you think should happen with this? What do you think?
Well, I think it could be similar to what baseball did with Barry Bonds.
With who?
And Mark McGwire.
Who?
Back in the day. Put asterisks next to their name.
They should have an asterisk next to their name, don't you think?
Oh, I'm sorry. They didn't put an asterisk next to their name, but they should be.
You're damn right they should be.
Because if they're going to put an asterisk next to Peter Edward Rose, they sure as hell better.
Now, do you think that's a Reds thing?
I think that New York has always had it in for Cincinnati because we're such a small market team. The big cities don't like the little cities.
Right. Well, Pete Rose has almost every record in the book, right?
Right. He does. I mean, he's the all-time hit king. I mean, you can't take away what the man accomplished on the field. He was the all-time doubles leader.
Well, aren't they allowing now gambling in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I think so.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're keeping him out and, you know, these other steroid guys in.
Right.
But when did you ever think that it was going to reach the Kentucky
Derby?
This
is really what, right, that's true. But I mean, I want to hit on the Pete thing, too, a little more, because I believe that the reason why they hammer on Pete Rose a lot, too, is because he was a woman's man. He would definitely.
Oh, he was a ladies' man.
Yes. He was very much, if you follow.
Is that where you get it from?
Kind of.
You know, like a Pete Rose wannabe?
Yeah. Well, hey, why not? What do you say? He was my idol as a child.
You know? Pete Rose, the Peter Hose, you know? there's something in sports right now.
Right.
Is it me or are you looking for something pure?
I am. I miss it because, you know, like I said, when we was younger, and I can even go back 15, 20 years ago, you know, sports was awesome, you know, and then all of a sudden everybody had to make a political.
Well, let me ask you this.
To make it political, I should say.
In Washington, there's a bill on the table right now to make it animal abuse if you breed cattle.
Ooh.
Okay. Basically, they're just trying to eliminate grass-fed cattle.
Right.
You know, from us being able to enjoy them, a steak or burger. That's what they're trying to do. But here you are with this case, Kentucky Derby winner. The horse is tested positive for, you know, enhancement drugs.
Right.
Now, they want to make it a felony out there to breed cattle. Would it be a felony to give a horse steroids?
It should be, if you're going to do that with the cattle.
Well, should it be or shouldn't it be? I think that doing that with the cattle is a terrible idea.
Well, yeah.
I think any time that they're trying to shrink our food supply, literally, they're talking about us eating bugs in 20 years.
No,
the main source of protein is going to be
bugs. Well, they're
bugs.
Also talking about us eating this scientific remodified drugs that they're going to make for us to dumb us down more, and then they're going to make modified foods to dumb us down.
I'm telling you, people in America don't need any more help dumbing themselves down.
I'm telling you.
Have you seen our education system lately?
I know.
You know what I mean? I mean, just like eating rotten meat to get high?
Yeah.
We covered that story yesterday.
That's dumb.
Tide Pods?
Yeah.
People believing in stuff because they don't know history.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just picturing our founding fathers. Would they have ever ate psyllium green?
Right.
You
know what I'm saying?
I don't think our founding fathers were cuck boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. They want us to eat bugs, Kim says. And she's right. They do. They want us to eat bugs. They want to get rid of cattle. Now, here's the thing. Wasn't the super progressives always the people that were like, let's take care of animals, the beauty and...
Right.
But now they literally want to commit genocide against cattle because they think that they are scientists and they know what's going on.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But they can't handle a pandemic. these scientists. What is the last thing that a scientist has created that has benefited people around the world?
Nada.
I don't remember the last time.
I don't remember
time.
Anything.
You know what I mean?
They create everything for panic, is what I've noticed. And they create everything to dumb society down and make things worse.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that this is an illustration. The Kentucky Derby horse getting, you know, popped for illegal drugs. This is a typical thing that you find around greed.
Yeah.
Why do you take steroids? To make more money, to hit more home runs, to win. Why do you want to win? Because if you win, you make money.
Yep. Losers greed. Don't make money, is what they say.
Well, greed before need. Yeah. You know, okay, so this goes further than that. Let's say that you take this racehorse. What is the ultimate objective of a racehorse? Well, it's to have the racehorse be able to donate its sperm to have other horses, you know, so they can have, you know, top-rated, you know, horses. Mm-hmm. What happens to all the people that spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for horse semen from this horse that was taking performance-enhancing drugs? Do they now have a case for fraud?
Yeah.
Should they have a case for fraud?
Sure. Yeah, and you know what's weird, though? That they inject these horses with these steroids, and that's where, get this, this is where you get the steroids from as a horse.
Well, some of them.
Some of them. Most of them. Yeah,
that's you also get glue from there, but you know.
Well, I'm just saying that's where the ball players used to get the voice from.
There you go. Yeah, you see,
that's where I'm going with it.
Well, you could. It's all full circle.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is greed has to end.
It does.
You know, it's just some of the ideas that we're growing up with. Like, what do you think about college players paying the athletes? What do you think about that?
I think they should be paid. I've been saying that for a long time.
Okay, let me play the devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Do you think that's going to ruin college football, for example?
No. I think they'll actually try harder and play harder.
You think they will?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the guy that's not making any money?
Like who?
Like any of the guys that aren't superstars, any of the guys that aren't going into the league, the guys that are hole fillers. Do you think that they're going to play harder because somebody else on their team's making money and they're not?
No, I'm sure it's going to be like that, but... You know, that's
so what you're saying
it's
is
politics.
It could potentially ruin college sports.
Are you saying it's politics and sports?
I'm saying that to a point, but I'm also saying, when is the left going to say equality? Right. Every player should be making money.
Right.
It opened up a Pandora's box of things that I don't know if we're ready to deal with. Okay.
What if they can put it like my dad said that he agrees that they should. Me and him both talked about it. He said, put it at a set price where it doesn't matter if you're the star on the team or you're not the star on the team. You guys get to set them out for the year, and that's it.
Well, so what you're saying is you don't believe in free market capitalism when it comes to that. You believe in a socialistic ideology when it comes to paying.
All right. It's a fine line that we walk right there. I understand, but
here's the thing.
We have to keep it close and square. I mean, because we can't let it.
The problem is that a lot of these kids, they can't even get a job when they're on a scholarship. They don't pay for their food or entertainment or, you know, dorm fees. They don't pay for that. What they do pay for is, you know, this class costs this much. Okay, so you're playing football for us. How about allowing these kids to get a job also? They can't. You know, that hasn't changed. I think that anytime you introduce money into something, it introduces greed. At a certain level, which therefore will eventually lead to people being corrupt.
Right.
Not that it hasn't already happened. You know, people buying, you know, for certain alma maters, hey, you can come and live in this house and you can live there and we'll rent it to you for $300 a month and it's a, you know, $10 million mansion. That stuff happens.
It does.
You know, I do believe that the Ohio State coach got in trouble for something like that recently, didn't they?
Urban Meyer?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was something to do with that. Yeah.
So what you're saying is Ohio State was cheating?
No, they weren't cheating.
So what do you call that? Now, because here, it's an unfair advantage. Like, the Badgers usually beat the Buckeyes. Okay. So, but what I'm saying
is... He's making it funny, guys. Anyway.
Do you think that because they were cheating during recruiting, so you recruit better players to play for a team... And, you know, the Badgers are clean as a whistle. They don't do that. So they are at a disadvantage when it comes to that. Do you think that could have something to do?